Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We back. We back in a fake full force. But Nigga and DJ Grant. We've been missing for a while. Trying to get these calls together and working overtime. You know how that go. But with that being said, I want to introduce and bring my co-host in, Mr. DJ Grant. Yo, 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 DJ. Wait a minute. I ain't got any live. My fault, DJ. Hold on. Oh, goddamn. Here goes the damn thing.
Okay, right.
You ready? There we go. We in. You live.
Appreciate it.
What's happening, man? No good. What's happening, everybody?
Shit, boy, trying to hold it in the road.
Trying to hold it in the road. Yeah, all I can tell you is racing is getting really good. It's getting good.
Yeah,
and it's getting very competitive.
She getting competitive. That shit is competitive. It ain't about who got the first one in the bed tuner no more. It's the motherfucker that put in that work, that testing and shit, getting that work in, boy. That's what it's about.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it these days. But, I mean, hey, it's all good for the game because I just like it because it seems like it's more and more and more coming in. That. How about just a few minutes ago on Dog Show, guess who popped their head up out the bushes?
Who that?
Cole Killer.
Goddamn old killer, kill him.
Cole Killer done popped his head out there and said he's looking for some action on 29. Ain't nobody safe. I said, yeah. Now, the thing is, you know, Killer got a hell of a reputation. But I'm gonna be honest with you right now. This stuff is getting so tight that, you know, it ain't gonna always. It's definitely gonna be one of those things. I mean, can't no car slip? Cause these cars running way too close together.
All of them together.
They running way too close together. You ain't no room. Ain't no room for error.
I agree.
No room for error.
I agree 110%. Them 29 tire classes, man.
Whew.
The 20s ain't bullshit neither, but them 29, them boys doing some numbers, man.
No, getting it in, son.
Not calling no times out here. For the motherfucker, no racing and no cars. You can stand back and see them cars flying, man. The motherfucker can't see what kind of number they think them bitches going. You're a blind motherfucker.
Yep.
We got to give congratulations, props out to Herb the Ruler this weekend for doing this thing, winning the shootout up there in Macon.
And he did that, man.
He said it. I got to give shout out to, you know, props out, shout out to the Zoo for putting on Grudge Inc. putting on a hell of a show this weekend.
Hell of a show.
Track was good.
Yeah, they put on a hell of a show.
No complaints. Everything was.
I bag up. I do got a complaint.
Uh-oh.
I got a serious complaint. My goddamn feet still hurting, boy. I told Dave, bro, you gotta get some bleacher, boy. I said, you told me. When you fill up that, he said, but nigga, when we fill up that one set, I'm gonna buy another set. Goddamn it, I told him at the track, you don't fill them bitches up. My knees and toes and everything hurt. So he's ain't gonna get another set up in that. He's gonna try to get him two more. But with that being said. The staff were awesome. The goddamn whole track official were awesome. The restaurant was awesome. You know, the concession stand. Everything was good. Hey, DJ, we got a hand up right quick. It's like one of our compadres. 773-3490. The mic is live, but the North Carolina was not live this past weekend.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
What's happening, my brother? What's happening?
Sound like he's trying to throw a little salt on the wound.
King?
Yeah, I heard that. You know, sometimes you just omit things when you hear because you know you're going to strike back later, you know. I don't want to let that slip right now because I will. I'm like, three look, I'll get my lick back.
Okay.
But,
Brother D.
Stay out the way and stay out of trouble. And
nothing wrong with that.
On your talk, man. I listen to my brother DJ giving Herb Ruler credit. And
yeah. I was trying to get around to giving I want to give a shout out to Return of the Faded Black.
Yeah,
I ain't never really just looked at Faded Black car, but this big damn car here. That's a bad motherfucker. You hear me? That got them cars also, man. That is a well-built motherfucking car.
He showed up. Faded Black been awesome since he showed up. He just moves a little faster now.
Let me see. You know when Michael Vick came on the scene, when he came to the Panthers?
Right. He brought a whole
he did. He excited everybody, especially when you break out of room. Man, don't no movie star, no athlete, nobody excited like Michael Vick back in the day. They got them done, yeah, excited the fuck out of me standing on the line, man. Let me tell you what happened. Scottie G got him up right, they got them boy right. They got them lined up. We finna run Tony by. That goddamn Tony fucked around over them and rolled in there and double bug goddamn Dunye. Goddamn. Scottie G throw the hand up like, what the fuck is he doing? Dunye rolled in that bitch, turned that bulb on, and he sat there for a second. And a couple of seconds, like he was counting the heads. I mean, they would have seen like he was doing. Like, what the fuck is Dunye doing? That motherfucker turned on that second bulb. Like, time he cut that second bulb on, like that tree was on quick, they tried to quick trim or the bitch just dropped. It dropped out of 7 seconds, I think. Either he gonna go red. I guess he would count. That's what I'm assuming. But time he rolled in that goddamn motherfucking second bull, excuse my friend, that goddamn tree was dropping. And when it was dropping, he was cutting at the same goddamn time. That man cut the perfect light that I had ever seen in my life with that tree right there. I said, God damn, how the hell he turned that bit like that? I can't get it. I'm like, good God Almighty. He put it down, boy.
He put some hurt on Tony. You know something funny, though? He put some hurt on Tony. And then Tony tried his best to save Herb the Ruler of Zenith on the dog show. I really didn't like that. I really wanted him to let that alone, but. Like he was trying to save the ruler. You know, the ruler won the race, but this is just my opinion. It's just me. Yeah, I'm always on the other side of the corner when it comes to this race game. You know, my opinion.
Yeah.
How can you really be a bear when you win the race and all the attention's on the man that you beat? I want somebody to tell me that. How can you really be this so-called and unquote badass bear where all the attention that you meet, that you are pointing to the man that you beat. And then when he try to run you back after you done gapped him, you play the duck and hide game with him. Because anyone that know racing know Herb the Ruler is ducking the hell out of Dunye. And why, I don't know, when you just gapped him, man. You on the show bragging about gapping him. If their train could have rolled between them.
Well, I like if you beat a man like that and you already up, and ain't no, I mean, really, ain't no reason not to go back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you won the bet y'all bet, and you won the big pot.
You
can raise it with his money.
You want that? You going home?
Yeah,
either way it go.
Yeah, hold on, y'all.
You want money, the shootout, and the race, but you're playing the duck game.
Wow.
Oh, I know you can't want to sound.
Well, I tell you like this, me personally, I believe whenever they do meet up again, I don't think they had no doubt on the car yet. They're not trying to get it right. But I believe when they meet up again, they're going to be goddamn awesome. Be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I'm hoping that I missed that one, process of force. But I'm just praying that I'll be able to make the meet wherever they meet at. So when down late, going down here now, later, I hope to be there. I just, some things I guess is not meant for me to understand the racing world. And like tonight, Killer came on and all the guys got quiet. Like, man, we got to deal with Donnie. Now this man got to deal with him too. This is going to be no fun. Is
it? It is what it is, Dick.
Just
saying, them boys getting it in, man. You hear me? They gain them things.
So, like, this not going to be no fun here for some of these people. I mean, it's bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
We got to deal with Donnie. Hey, we know we can't beat him. Now, here come Killer again. Because the end result is going to be, and they're going to take this to First National Bank when I see it. I know I'm going to get ridiculed for saying this, but I don't care. The end result is going to be done. He's going to rule this thing this year. He's going to rule. He's going to whoop her so bad. When he do get the ruler back down, he might put the ruler in retirement with that car. See, I heard if he said it. And they're going to beat the hot hairs. I take that back. I take that back, brother. He may not beat the hot hairs because Herb appears to be too afraid to run him again. You got to figure out a way to con Herb to get back to the line. Right now, he's somewhat scared of him.
They're going to be a nice one. I like to say they're going to be a hell of a nice one.
Man.
He's looking at Dangy going out there. When he ran through the line, good God Almighty. He finally figured it out. Got the track figured out and found a little. They seen a number, then I'm going to put it like that. They seen one on that pad. That pad is going all day.
Tony Bass come on trying to save her or something. Dangy going to kill him. Dangy going to kill him. You basically. She just came out and said, hey, her, whatever you do, don't run that car no more. That's all you had to say.
Hell yeah. They're going to be nice, B. All I can say. Real nice. You didn't make it down there, B? I didn't see you. Hello?
Wait, I'm sorry, bro. That guy didn't hear that. Say it again.
I said, you didn't make it down, did you? I didn't see you.
No, I had a... Everything set to go. Hey, everything set to come down. But on the last minute, I had some. It's like I got crashed with unseen problems, man. I just couldn't make it.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd be like that sometimes. I didn't see Uncle Larry or nobody. I ain't heard nothing. Man. Sure, and I called Uncle Larry today. Before I got ready to move in the paint, I think he called him back. After I got in, I didn't get a chance to call him back. But I didn't get home at 8:30, right before the show got ready to start. I've been on it, boy, trying to get that paper. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. That's a lot of people sitting there racing out about that, get that paper. I say all the time, there's a lot of guys out here that I honestly feel like can run good where she is. That paper stops a lot of things. Oh, my God. Those that don't stop it, damn sure can hinder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree.
It's not like it's falling out the sky for everybody. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of us had those boxes that we done dug up a long time ago. No more knocking dust off one, pulling one out. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a firm believer. I address no man but myself, so I don't know how that man sits as far as his financial status goes. So I'm not going to never ridicule a guy for not showing up at a track or not racing his car.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you never know how guy, you know what he got going on because, hey, everything good ain't gold, you know what I mean?
That is. That's it, my brother. That's it. Everything that good is definitely not gold.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. But, D, I can tell you like this. From going to the track this past weekend, I had a wonderful, great time. The guys that did not make it and the ladies that did not make it, the hell of a show. Tony did his thing. He showed up and showed out a little bit, and Dung Day did. Can the Crusher. What's the name, too? All them guys, man. Everybody that out there. Everybody that showed up. They tried to bring action, most of them did their thing, and then they showed out. It was a wonderful time. I got one hand that popped up. Let me see what it is. 478-0139. Your mic is live.
I ain't want that, but nigga, it went in there by itself.
So what now?
I didn't want nothing. It went in by itself.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that.
All right,
King B. Put him back on mute. The crowd was down, the spectators, the races. I mean, it was just awesome down there, man. The weather here, I guess it got a little sprinkle or two. Everybody thought it was going to rain. They started leaving the track. It didn't even rain. They started leaving. But boy, when it blew over, it went down. Went down.
Shit, it went down. That's good,
man. Made me feel like a kid at Christmas time. I can't wait to get my shit back. I can't wait, boy. I'm ready to get in it.
Hey, if a man got a race car, man, he definitely wants to race. Yeah, it's his toy. He definitely. I don't believe no man that I know that come along with me. I don't believe any of them that has a car don't want to race it. Now I know some may not be financially able to race it and too crazy to sell it. But I don't believe it's none that don't want to race it. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
What you been? What the hell you been doing?
Oh, I had someone call me about a car.
I didn't mean to cut you off, D. I just heard you say you bank. I thought, where you been?
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, D. I mean, everything you said.
I ride Tony Bass, man. I ride him, you know. But in the end of the day, like I always say, I ride him just for the heck of it. It's fun, but yeah, I mean, you have to give the man the utmost credit. When Tony has lost 5 straight races, and he's trying to lock in right now.
Yes.
He won that Grudge Race of the Year. See, he's working for it.
You know what? You remember he said that at the last banquet. One thing, you gotta give the man his props if he's trying to do what he said he's trying to do. I mean, the man racing now. I mean, there's no denying that he racing and he gambling good. So I mean, ain't nothing you can say bad about the man.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, D from with Devil Heart, Broke Ass Racing. Still, I was trying to call now. I couldn't get it out a while ago. He showed up and showed out. He did the thing, but I didn't hear the motor on that last pass. With that Mustang, Broke Ass Racing.
Oh, Devil Horse.
Yeah,
that's a bad car.
Yeah. You can see it in a lot of my eye, boy. Let me tell you something. I seen it in weak eye. That's something that eye. You know how cracky I be glittering. My hair eye was glittering, goddamn it. That's something that really red too. That's something that really get it.
Well, I seen now BET put up a video today and that showed Donye and Herb the Ruler having words. A hell of a video. It's funny as hell, but I can't wait to see the rematch. Leave it at that.
They're gonna be 1-1, I believe, in my book.
That's what you think, but nigga.
I feel like that. I really do. He's gonna be 1-1.
He got three passes on the card. Down in the next two passes, he was beside somebody.
Yep.
What's it gonna be when he get a little more data, son?
He putting it in. I'll tell you like this. I didn't know he had not ran the car either until they were telling me down. It was the first time the car been out. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like, wow. Yeah, indeed. No, what happened a while ago?
What are you saying now?
I said, King V done dropped off. Some kind of way. I seen it when the screen blinked, but I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was just about to ask him, so I looked back at the screen. He's not on there anymore. Oh, yeah.
What are you saying now?
I said King V done dropped off for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The board did it. You know, you just got kicked off or dropped off a while ago, too. That's the reason why you called back on the other line.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. So, DJ?
Yeah.
What you think about the race this weekend?
Man, it was a hell of a race, man. I thank the people that actually. I was a couch potato this weekend, but I gotta thank the people that was posting the videos as they was transpiring, just looking at everything going on. I feel good. I just feel good because it looked like. Racing going in the right direction. But like I said, I like the competition. I like how stiff the competition is getting now.
Man, they're taking it to another level.
Yeah, show it. Got to get in where you fit in. My mode out now, man, it's got me thinking about if the same thing going back in there. I don't know. Shit.
Well, homie, it's to each his own. Man got to do what man got to do.
You got to do what you can do.
Yeah, man. Thank
you. You got to keep it all prioritized and in perspective. God, me.
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way. I'm waiting. I'm at somebody at Mercer right now. But I know in due time, when it get finished, I will be ready.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be ready to rumble.
Be ready to rumble. The new
button. That goddamn King Fish sounds good as a motherfucker, boy.
Who?
King Fish.
Oh, King Fish. What? Now, what Turbo Tim called it? Huh?
Mullet. Yes.
Yeah. What the hell did Never Scared Wayne do to him now?
Why he beat Tate.
No, he beat Kingfish too. He ran out of Kingfish in life.
Yep, sure did.
But I don't know, but I heard they hurt the motor, so I hate that happened, but I'm ready to see Witt them come back out with this car. I'm ready to see Witt, I mean Witt and Bobby Cole, I love them to death, but man, they die.
Let me tell you, I'm glad you said that shit. You know, we left the track. It was one something in the morning. We got in the car. We were leaving the lad, we talked to Tony, shook a hand, and we went and got in the car. We got in the goddamn car. We ride. Get out the track. Go down to the damn truck stop. I said, let me get me something to drink. And Canada to stay awoke. I got in the car, closed out. I said, son, you mother want me, you can get out. He said, daddy? I said, what, son? He said, I have a cold top of you like you miss us. I said, what you talking about? He, you know, you got that car. He ran by a lot of things, but Daddy, he tells you, he young, like you hit something. I said, boy, you ought to stop. I'm for real. Well, my boy, I'm trying to play. Shut up. Yeah.
Another car.
Hey, so I'm gonna go ahead and get through and do this and do that. Call Gene, you know, put Gene, you know, do this and do that. If I would give him hell over there. Yeah, my son said, he's talking like his son. He was telling the truth, though, about a lot of stuff, Daddy, but just the way he was saying it. And he was for real.
Who are you talking about? Her son?
My son, he was in the car with me when we left the track. He was telling me how Bobby was talking. So my Bobby said, Bobby talked to me like I'm Bobby boy.
They being a little hard on Bobby Cole.
Somebody told me something wrong with the damn when he called. Somebody told me he raped Nick, or did he?
Something going on. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I said, heard that today. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, he ain't clever that when I left the track.
Tony Bryan said, Bobby Cole is the weakest link.
He's the weakest link. I hear that shit.
These folks are crazy, man.
Hold on one second, DJ. Somebody beeping in. Hold on.
I'm getting a bunch of texts. You didn't need to hear texts.
All right, DJ, I'm back. I got my Art Rounds. They wanted to listen in a little bit, but they talk good, but they don't want to ring good.
We got a reminiscence of what y'all was talking about. You didn't bring no damn, you are DJ, didn't bring no car to the track to race, so.
Well, I can't no more. I had cool.
Say it again now. Who said it?
Shit, DJ didn't even show up at the track talking about bringing a damn car.
Who the hell we talking to? Who is
it
talking?
Don't worry about it.
We can only show up if we got some oil pressure, buddy. I ain't got no oil pressure.
Oh, I didn't know that, DJ. I'm sorry.
Ain't no biggie, brother. I know. Ain't no biggie. But it shouldn't be too long.
Well, how are you going to make a bone lose oil pressure at the same time?
We did not lose oil pressure at the same time. I lost oil pressure way before he did. Shit, I lost more than oil pressure, boy. I might have to buy some more goddamn hay. Shit, what a goddamn 7,500.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all carry on with the show, but make it from the start. Carry on with the show, I'm sorry. Bring it up.
Shit, well, that shit real, boy. It is what it is. I'm saying it's all good. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, DJ, I want to know who this guy right here talking on this phone when we going to get along with Alabama versus Georgia. That's what I want to know. Ain't no such thing in due time. I keep hearing it in due time. Tell me what that means in due time.
Hey, but Nick, let me comment on that right for that. I think Mike here got a race coming up. And I think they're going to try to do something like an Alabama versus Georgia G-Body.
No goddamn G-Body. Let it be everybody. And lie to die to anybody.
Well, it's like this, man. I mean, bottom line is from now on, I look at it like if you at the track, you got your car. I mean, it shouldn't be no excuse why don't nobody get down. I mean, unless you just had a surface that shitty, and the way that most of these tracks are getting now, I mean, that ain't even gonna be a question because most people now, I mean, both of these tracks are doing what it needed to make them work. So, shouldn't be no issues with nobody. I'm just gonna keep it real.
You
just gotta fuck me up.
I gotta open up this mic right quick. 334-902. The bad of motherfucking Alabama. The mic is live.
Let's do it tonight. We can start tonight and do that shit.
Terrible raises up better than that.
Yeah, we just got to prevent it by.
Turbo.
Hey, what's going on? What they got going on, but nigga?
I don't know. I heard somebody told me they got locked y'all crew in down there. But they said y'all crew didn't want to lock in. But y'all crew told me it was the other way around because they want to lock in two cars. Can you clarify that with me?
Now they're trying to lock in who?
Your partner and them down there trying to lock in Brown Sugar and Coop Performance at the same time with two cars. And Brown Sugar said he just wanted to lock in one car. His car.
What car is that? His car?
His car against the Cutler y'all got.
Oh. When they trying to do it?
But, shit, I don't know. Now they on the phone now.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
But your partner wanted to lock in the Cutler and your car. Again, Brown Sugar and Scott.
Oh, he wants the turbo cutter to run the tuna.
Yeah, your partner wanted y'all crew to run their crew. But Brown Sugar and he in it.
But Naked, it was not like that. It was not like that, but Naked.
Well, that's what he told me, man. When Tony told me go there and tell him. He's already talked to Tonya. He don't want to lock in two cars.
I'm
going to lock in two cars.
How the hell he's going to lock in? Was going to lock in two cars, but naked. When Tonya, his car, the Cutler and Tonya was in Macon. And the other car that the Cutler wanted to run was over in Alabama at Holiday Beach. So how can he lock in two cars? It was
I don't know where
it was. He wanted to run the L Dogs and Brown Sugar. And wasn't nobody at the track but the Cutlers in Brown or Sugar.
Yeah, you got one of the men on the phone. What y'all want to do?
Well, I think Tommy is going to be at my key race or what he want to do this weekend.
Where y'all going this weekend, Turbo?
Mo, what up?
I don't know.
Turbo.
Yet. I don't know yet.
What's going on? They're
going to have something on the second, man. Eh? They're going to be in Cedar City on the second, eh?
Yeah, Mike got something in Cedar City on the second. He said, where y'all going to be on the second? Where y'all going to be on the second?
Break.
Who?
Yeah, well?
Break. Family. Break. Yep.
Shit, man, I'm on the line.
Tarnell tried to come to Atmore and win them guys. So, I know Tarnell, I'm pretty sure Tarnell will be at Mike Hill, right?
Yeah, I
guess if you just put together the candy. It's about the middle of the week. Wait, already just about the middle of the week now. Yeah, it'll happen if it's going to be meant to happen. Oh, yeah. But that got to go down to Alabama versus Georgia. That really got to go down. Soon, very soon, I'm gonna talk with Jason. Can we do an Alabama versus Georgia? Everything, anything go. We got to get that together. We got to put some kind of little thing together. A good little fight where everybody can really get paid. Where the team get paid. I want to call it a win and get paid. What do you think about that, Mr. Wheel up there?
Just do that by locking a man in and be through with it.
Well, you hear that
got to, this got to be butt naked with all these big ass ideas.
Yeah, you gotta have some kind of idea.
You right about that, but you talking to the wrong motherfucker. Talking about some talk to Jay. What the hell? You can do that on your own.
Lock a motherfucker in. That's it.
Yeah, we gotta do something. Put something together. So I don't have the time to do that shit. I don't have time. Like I just got in here 30 minutes before the show started. I'd be working like a Hebrew slave. I only have time to do nothing.
But, Nick, we don't want to hear about your problem.
See, boy, it is what it is. I tell the truth. I'd be working. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike, tell me about your show. And all the listeners that might not know about it.
Oh, there's smoke right there.
Oh, there's smoke. I thought it was Mike. Well, Mike got one big weekend coming up.
Yeah, this weekend, next Sunday? Shit.
Oh, you're getting it in then.
Yeah, I just got a text, but they said Bobby wrecked his car a week ago testing in Annisburg.
Oh, okay.
Ran off the end of the track.
What did he run, a half a mile?
I don't
shit.
Know.
God damn. Woo. Who was driving? Nephew?
I don't know. I'm
guessing
he's having some
buzzer
luck with that guy. Yeah, it should be
like that sometimes.
I got another text from up north, but nigga, it's
addressing
me and you. That you both better not breathe loud around me.
You tell them weak motherfuckers, whoever said that shit, tell them bitches they ain't got long to leave. I'm coming soon and very soon. 28. It can't be nobody but goddamn Donye. Not Donye. What the boy's name?
Tate.
Yeah, Tate. You got to be Tate.
It got to be Tate.
It ain't Tate.
Well, it's Wayne.
It ain't Wayne. It's Terry.
Terry?
Yeah.
You tell Terry I said, sit down and get his goddamn pump on.
SBO back out. They got it back out. Yeah, they got it back out.
But Terry, since you're listening, we'll see you around goddamn September, October.
It's gonna get good, y'all. It's gonna get real good.
Yeah, it's gonna get great.
It's
gonna get real great. Oh, yeah. I got to get a couple things together for that goddamn L dog. You got to get the L dog. We ain't worried about Tonnell. We got somebody to put on two on L for him to win. Got to get the L dog and whatever they got. And that goddamn bad-ass wheelchair. That's what we got to get.
Everybody want to text me. Who the hell texting now?
Put the motherfucker push the one button.
I know, right?
DJ, who we got that can get that goddamn bad air wheelchair?
He said out of Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's hard for me to say mention that man's name. I know, but his name brings too much damn controversy, so I ain't going to bring his name out.
Yeah.
We can get somebody for him. Actually, it's about two or three people for small block.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to get somebody for that badass small block you got. You hear that, Mr. Wheelchair? I know he ain't dropped off. I know he's still on him. Look at
him. Ain't nobody on this now got no reason to talk. Me to get put up a deposit.
We're going to get the red together for wheelchair. Alabama versus George. But I really do want you to answer that question. What do that mean when a car got oil pressure and another car got oil pressure and they don't ran each other before? But the other one keep hollering, we're going to run again in due time. What that mean? What? Can you explain that to me?
I think one ain't ready. Either one ain't ready or he don't want them problems right now.
Why he think can't be a man that he don't want the problem? But the motherfucker ready. They ready. I'm talking about that CLTC.
Did Scott hurt his car
I don't know. We'll check it out.
I thought I heard somebody say he heard the call this weekend. I don't know.
Well, they gave him a chance to goddamn freshen the motherfucker. He'd be saying they needed freshening, but I don't believe it, but they would have been saying.
Well, I think it's gonna get good. That's all right.
I think
it's real good. Oh, yeah.
Real good. It was good to see some of the guys I ain't seen in a long time this weekend because, you know, T5 and goddamn Low. Man, I ain't seen none of them guys in a minute.
Who was that whoop T5 in a pickup truck look like? What truck was that?
I don't know who truck that was. They knocked the tires off over there.
I don't give a damn what he did. It's still a motherfucking W.
Yeah. It's a W all day, every day.
Now, them boys, they both out of Florida. They were all out of Florida. The cone truck or whatever.
Man, both of them out of
Yeah.
And I had a damn interstate ride right out of state.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like how Wayne and Tate. That goddamn Tate, man, goddamn, Tate got fucked up twice.
I thought Tate had 29 on the bill. He got 28.
Yeah, 28. He looking for you. What the hell? Nah, he had 28 on, didn't he?
No, 29. Tate ain't
got
no 28.
Tate got 29.
Tate got 29.
Tate no jumping over in that bow.
Boy, he's a fly swept. Boy, you better be eating your goddamn weed as that fucking around bolting 29s on you.
Well, you know, it is what it is. If a motherfucker ain't running no goddamn no 30s and no 20s, they get the fuck back.
I
ain't calling nobody time. I'm just saying in general.
Boy, they playing,
sir. Let me get the other mic. 773-7115.
Mike is live. What's up, Butt Naked, DJ Grant, Mike Hill? What's happening?
What's going on, homie? Let's smoke.
Yeah, nothing much.
They ain't. Let's smoke. They ain't, Mike.
That's Mike.
Huh? That Mike?
No.
I thought he said no. Yeah, this is. God damn, he damn.
Boy,
I swear you sound like Mike Hill.
Yeah, you do.
Oh man, don't tell me I sound like Mike Hill. Mike Hill out of Georgia. I'm out of Illinois, Chicago.
Now we talking about smoke.
The one you came on here addressing is Mike Hill.
Oh.
No.
I'm from down here, got down sunny weather, all that shit y'all got out there. Where the water at?
Oh, man. we have seasonal change up here, Mike. God damn. You can't have everything
y'all
your way.
Y'all can have all that. Y'all can have all of that.
Man, it don't hit on him three different goddamn times. Three different times in goddamn 3 weeks.
Mm-mm. No. Y'all
oh, man.
All of it.
So, but nigga, you enjoy yourself down there and make it, man? I couldn't make it, man.
Man, I had a wonderful time, man. Some of the guy, I remember the face from up north. I didn't want to feel so bad by not knowing their name. I didn't remember the face. I said, what's going on, man? Like I knew, I didn't know what the hell I was talking. But it was a nice meet and greet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we sent some heavy hitters down here, but they got turned around.
Yeah, they did. But it still got a little snow in the carburetor.
Yeah, probably. Yes, it's gonna melt though. It's gonna melt, and when it melts, look out.
I believe it's gonna melt.
Oh yeah.
I gotta get me two of them bad motherfuckers y'all got up there. I gotta get me two of them. I know.
They fast at the mouth.
You got to be careful who you're picking on now, Bud Nick.
I ain't picking at all. You know when we were little children, you put a rock on the other one's shoulder and the other one put a rock on the other shoulder? The better one knocked the rock on the other one's shoulder just to start the fight.
Right. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's going down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got to make us a trip, Bud Nick.
Oh, yeah. Make that. Got to do that. We had a wonderful time down there. I'm sorry y'all couldn't make it, man. I know everybody have things going on sometimes, whether it's financial or family or, you know, just didn't feel well. But y'all missed a hell of a show, man.
Yeah, I was prepared to go, but them we folks told me they needed me at work.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Fuck my pool.
I worked that Saturday too. I didn't even work the goddamn 4 o'clock. I came in, took a shower, throwed on some clothes. My son's daddy, he ain't gonna shave. I said, hell no, I ain't got time. We're gonna go. Let's go. We're running late. We got a 3-hour ride. Let's go.
I saw Miss B interviewed you while you was walking in the stage and everything, you know. Superwoman production.
Yeah. I ain't seen that yet. I gotta check it out, see what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It's getting good, ain't it, kid?
Huh?
The racing thing's starting to get good, ain't it?
Oh, hell yeah, without a doubt. Brian Davis going to have something going on up here at 131 in a couple of weeks. Try to slide on over there. See that?
I thought that race was July the 2nd.
Yeah, that's in a couple of weeks. See, it's in the third week of June now.
Sure will.
Yeah, it's the third week of June now, DJ. Goddamn, he is rolling.
Yeah, they trying to put together either a 4-man or 8-man shootout, getting away 25,000.
Right, you don't want nobody going in to the final on no bye, so that's why you got to do it either 4-car, either 8-car shootout.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25,000.
Dollar buy-in.
Winner take
home. That'll be
you can win your
$25,000. Only got to run your car 3 times.
Yep.
That's
my kind of
race.
I know. I like them odds.
Yeah, you can't beat them with a stick.
We'll put something together like that for the 28th.
Mm-hmm. It needs to. Let me almost the other line. 773-3490. The North will be back. Your mic alive.
I
got a
question
before I get knocked off again.
Going around again, didn't it?
Sound like it fell off again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Must have one of Walmart phones.
Ain't no telling. Oh, yeah. Who else got a race other than Brian Davis and that way?
Shit. I don't even know, but Nick. I know, Grudge Inc. supposed to have a North versus the South here in October, the 1st of October.
October.
Yep.
I know you can race in June or July over there.
Bills had this race over there in May. But from what I see, they're supposed to have a North versus the South race up here in the first week of October. The last 3 days of September.
Okay.
think they already got Tony Bynes on the books.
Okay, okay.
Well, he's been taking a few ass whoopings lately. He might not want to venture out of Georgia.
I'm going to sit down tomorrow and for a few minutes and I put something. I might go and put a little something together so I can get the guy down in the south when the weather cool off a little bit before we go to Florida. Around October,
yep.
Maybe November, somewhere along with that.
Yeah, Baldur's race.
Yeah, Baldur's race be, what, the second weekend in December?
Yeah, something like that. And then, you know, Whitnum gonna have that, whatever they call it, goddamn it, in Holly Springs.
Trick or treat?
Yeah, trick or treat, yeah.
That'd be right there around the end of October. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just hope I'll be together and ready by then. I really want to go down. I've been telling them guys I'm coming. Some all the way got them.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't never made a damn trick or treat. Damn you.
Yep.
I got to get out and see them old boys. Oh, yeah. That's what I really want to do. Yep. Stunner. DJ.
Telling the father somewhere feeding his face.
I was a boy, I tell you, good, you're hard to find.
Yeah, ain't it though.
Yeah, my phone's on mute.
Yeah, good, you're hard to find, goddamn.
Hey, did somebody call your phone? You get a phone call?
No, I ain't got no call yet. I probably got too many on there. I got about goddamn three. You on my phone. I got Keith on my phone, and I got somebody else on the phone.
King, somebody keep knocking King off the line.
I don't know.
Somebody messing with the board.
I don't know. I know on my side. I'm the only one on the board, but I ain't seen that happen yet.
You can't get another person on?
I might call King from the show. I don't know. Ain't nobody called my phone yet. But that number was 773. God damn, boy, my words are bad.
Last phone number was 3490.
Yeah, 3490. I'm going to look at my phone and get. Let me open the other mic first. It was an 803 number. That's kind of like.
That's South Carolina.
Somebody was on the hand. Give him a call on the B number.
Mike Hill got a race this weekend, ain't he?
Yeah, Mike got a race at Alpha this weekend. So, dude.
Yeah.
Didn't want to give me no damn flyer because I ain't coming. What the hell made him think I ain't coming?
Yeah.
I don't know he ain't coming. 3490. Okay, I see it.
Hold on, this might be him calling me back. Hold on. Yo.
What wrong with that phone you got going on? You look at that cricket in your pocket.
Huh?
But we got a cricket phone in your pocket.
I have been knocked on the phone about 5 times. I swear they got the wrong person running the board around here. I don't know.
You back on, King. All right, good. Yeah, I got another person calling me for it. So y'all keep talking. I'll be back in just
a minute. They don't want me on there, but maybe I said the wrong thing.
Hey, man. Listen, man, if people want to call me about cars at 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to take these calls. I'll be right back now. Bear with me.
All right. Yeah, King. Hey, somebody, you might have been tripping, man. You might have been cutting y'all. But, hey, I tell you, boy, it's been real. We're on this end.
Yeah, I get in. It's knocking right off.
I'm going to say it, too. I'm from the south, but I believe you got them things you're going to get. I believe that. And he ain't only going to get.
I believe he's the strongest car. I think he did
a hell of a job to come out to be the third pass on the car. All three of them right down there.
Yeah.
I'm propped there all day long. I've been in that boat several times.
I just, me myself, I just never like rushing to do nothing. You know, I wish we had had more time.
Yeah, but you know, when you get in, you want to raise, you want to get down. When you can't stand for a man talk shit to you, it is what it is. It's going down.
He ain't going down here, not going to take it. You get talking smack down here, you're going to have to get busy. You got to whoop him, but he going to whoop you. He ain't going to take it. I can't wait to take
it. Supposed to be.
Once they can make a full shake and Jay make a full shake, then I know it's going to be in good form for them 2 points, though. They're going to be the holy on.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the rest of the year, racing season in for a treat. I mean, it's good, you know. Competition is good for everybody. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And then
you enjoy it. You know, when Killer went 9-1, man, while he was going 9-0, everybody enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. But it's always more fun to me when you got competition. It was like there was no competition for him. But when it's a closer in the field, it seems like it's more fun. When anybody can beat anybody on any given night, that seems like it's to me more exciting to me. Yeah.
True that.
Yeah. Take down the equations. Everybody else, put them in the hat and whoop your jaw out. Herb the ruler, you know, whoever he draw on any given night in that field, it beat him. For some reason, it seems to feel like you beat him with him. I don't know why. I guess that's the way to feel. I mean, you got to have confidence in yourself, but you feel like you got to beat him, even though you know you should have got his ass whooped this past week. You feel like you got to beat him.
Well, I'm just glad everybody came out and had a good time. I'm glad to hear, you know, everybody that wanted to make it made it. I'm glad to hear everybody made it home safely, back home to their families, and they, you know, and they had a wonderful time. It was great, man.
That's one thing I told the guys to be on dog. So, you know, I do the prayer for them on Tuesday. And I was asking, brother, man, I was looking at the TV today. It says, I believe it said 322 or 366 murders this year already. And them just the ones they know about. Here in Chicago, those just the ones they know about. So my thing was, as Uncle Larry said, my thing was that I want everybody to just look in the mirror and do the Michael Jackson, man. Just do the Michael Jackson, you know. I'm talking to the man in the mirror because this is about racing. It ain't about humbugging and fighting and wanting to hurt nobody, man. It is all about drag racing. So let's just drag race, have some fun. That's one thing I have a problem with calling it grudge racing so much, because it's not grudge racing, it's drag racing. You got to have an alt against someone to be grudge racing. So it's good. They should turn this thing completely back around and just call it what it is, drag racing. Maybe the name grew and just messed up someone's head. But due to Michael Jackson, man, look at that mirror and like what you see. If you don't, start with myself, let's make some changes. It's a lot of fun out here to be had. It really is. And no one wants to see no one from the other side that they're taking away from himself. You know? But it's all about having yourself a ball, man.
Watch these big three women.
Yeah. It's all about having yourself a ball.
So, I think North and South going to be like October.
The next big event.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a nice one up here Sunday. You know, it's a local guys. Most of them would be local, maybe a few guys. Because I think, in fact, I'm pretty sure Big Sham went up last year. So he may get a few guys from the South come up this year. But Big Sham and Leroy got the event coming out this weekend at 41. I know I already told him I'd be out there. I can make it up there. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, man. Make it up there today. Yeah. Have some fun with it, you know.
Okay. EJ, where you been, man?
It's about to get good, King. The bears are coming out the woods, man. They done got their winter seat. They're coming on out. They're ready to play.
Yeah. See, like they coming out the woods. I mean, I heard the boys today on the air. That was kind of shocking, wasn't it? Glad to hear,
man.
But it was kind of shocking.
Did you hear old Cole? It was good to hear old Cole Killer boy, but I'm gonna keep it written. Cole Killer, my man. That's my boy. But God damn, I don't think he don't. To come out here now and try to just think you better just come out here and take over AL now. No, sir.
Well, I don't think he's going to come out and try to do a hostile takeover.
Man, Cole Killer said he looking for the top four. He ain't looking for nobody. He said, they're going to be the only ones that's going to go. He said he looking for the top four.
He got a little manager verbal agreement, I think he said, from two, didn't he? That's what it seemed like. He said he had a little verbal agreement. Down here, he killed it.
If you want to be Bears or claim they Bears, he talking about these Herb the Rule, these Donyay, these live action, these apocalypse. That's the type of people he talking about.
Well, that's what I said. Seems like he got a little verbal agreement from Herb and Donyay tonight. I mean, he got a little something from them too. I guess we'll give Anthony walk on.
It's something else I want to say, but I'm not going to hint on it on the air. But something that just kind of, I'm going to talk a little bit more. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more off the air. It's something that just kind of, like, just kind of funny to me, but I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it right now. I want somebody else to say it. I don't want to be the one to say it, but that just kind of struck me that's kind of interesting. I don't know if you picked up on it.
It's kind of interesting, man.
That'll be the hint that you know what I'm talking about, but dog kind of hinting on it. It's funny, man. I don't know what they are going on. It's strange, but I, you know, but hey, but I like his style, lighter down to any damn body. That's how he always been.
Now, if you got a car and a few dollars to put together, he's going to try you. That's for sure.
And he said, I want to know what it is. It'll show up at a track near you very soon. You know what he said?
That's what he said. He said it's going to show up at a track near you.
Don't worry, it's going to pull up at a track near you very soon.
Hey, I myself for one would love to see it.
What do you say, King?
I said I myself for one, I would love to see it.
Yeah, me too.
They made mention of some car that said he allegedly them both. That's what it says. They made mention of somebody's car. They allegedly he done bought it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Won't be long. I like it, sir. Won't be long. But like I told Buck Nick, that's going to be good for the game. One moment. That's going to be good for the game. That's another better race, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
If he's in the racing game, he definitely going to be a bear.
And more cars. I mean, I'm like,
I'm liking the variety.
And well, the next thing is might need to do then to put an 8-car shootout with them 29. Like they did land, did that 4-car, then you do an 8-car shootout down south. And up that pot, instead of being 10,000, it'd be 20,000 or something like that, or 30,000.
I like that because it's making the show go there and get to it.
Yeah.
I like
that. I missed the hand. I think I had the hand. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking. That 252-2455. Put that one button again. I don't know if it was a mistake or what. I just made it back to the board. I guess he didn't. Well, let me just get out of there. It'll be real now.
Welcome to Wings. How can I help you? Hello?
Yes.
What is it? DJ?
Huh? What
happened?
Who were you? I don't know who that was.
Well, fellas, like it winding down a little bit. We're taking some moments of silence. And this is our first night back in about 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And next week, we're going to try to make it a little bit better and a little bit greater. With that being said, I got to get me a bologna salad. I can't eat no steak.
Well,
I'm trying to save the money.
I don't know how we both starting to eat at the same time. I'm just walking to do with some groceries. I ain't eating nothing.
Hey, I'm going to eat a bologna sandwich, boy. That's all I can afford. Nothing but bologna right now. So with that being said, right. I'm going to let King D say a little quick, little small prayer and take us up out of here. You don't mind, King D? Will you do that for us? Let King go. D.
You might have went on mute.
Kid, will you take us out, please, sir? Goddamn. What's going on here?
Well, we just ended like, God bless everybody. We appreciate everybody for calling. And we'll see y'all next week.
With that being said, have a nice day. Later.
Holla.